Good evening, let's call this meeting to order.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of the Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to provisions of the Oakland Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall, on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you, roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
I am here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes.
Here.
Mr. Pujols.
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner.
I'm here. Now we're going to take a moment to stand in silent reflection, and after we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Tomorrow is the two-year anniversary of the heinous attack on Israel, and the 2 years that have gone since then have just been bloody, so let's think of the victims.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, and now we have a couple of minutes. This is why I need the glasses. We have a motion and a second to approve the September 15th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Crowley seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colacerto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Pujols.
Yes.
The minutes have been approved.
Thank you. And now we have a couple of proclamations. But first, Mr. Crowley, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Thank you, Mayor.
And the council, Councilor and I are in our pink with our ribbons.
Oh, excellent. Proclamation to the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, recognizing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women after skin cancer, and whereas breast cancer is about 100 times more common in women than men, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with the disease, and diagnoses increase as patients get older. And whereas metastatic breast cancer occurs when breast cancer spreads to other parts of the body, including the bones, lungs, liver, and brain, resulting in an average life expectancy of 26 months. And whereas doctors estimate that about 5 to 10% of breast cancers are hereditary, and individuals whose family history puts them at increased risk for breast cancer should discuss with their doctor or qualified health professional the proper prevention and early diagnosis strategies. And whereas since early diagnosis strategies have been introduced, the 5-year survival rate for a breast cancer patient has greatly increased, now at almost 90%. And whereas Breast Cancer Awareness Month serves as an opportunity to increase awareness of the disease and to encourage individuals to have a plan to detect the disease in its early stages, and whereas it is vital that those affected by breast cancer have access to quality, affordable care, and that research of all forms of breast cancer continues to be vigorously supported. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Lori Hohenleitner, do hereby recognize October 20, 2025, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the borough of Atlantic Highlands, and I call this observance to the attention of our citizens.
Thank you very much.
I just want to add one thing. As this was read last year, somebody very close to me was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was an interesting thing that when this was being read and there's an increase of what's going on in television with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it felt like we were surrounded by it. But thank God for early detection. Didn't run in the family, so there wasn't that to look at, but it was the early testing that caught it early on, and now we have an excellent prognosis. But then I will add that a very close friend of mine that I work with every single day was diagnosed about a week ago and is having surgery on Wednesday. So the men in this group, gently encourage your wives, your sisters, your mothers, your nieces, your aunts to go get this testing, please, because the early detection can be the difference between a long life or the opposite of that. So thank you for letting me read this. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. And I'm really happy to hear the prognosis.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know that. Okay. We have another proclamation. Council Member Forbes.
We do. Tonight, I'm Councilwoman Philippone.
Philippone, yes.
Recognizing October 2025 as Italian-American Heritage Month in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Whereas, in the 5 centuries since Christopher Columbus, a son of Genoa, Italy, first set sail across the Atlantic Ocean, countless individuals have followed the course he charted to seek a new life in America. Since that time, generations of Italian-Americans have helped shape our society and steer the course of our history. During Italian-American Heritage and Culture Month, we recognize the rich heritage of Americans of Italian descent and celebrate their immeasurable contributions to our nation. And, whereas they arrived from humble beginnings, Italian immigrants sought a better life in communities across this nation, including New Jersey, where over 1 million have settled to include the borough of Atlantic Highlands. Many had to change their surnames to avoid discrimination and strove to establish themselves as Americans. Bound by enduring values of faith and family, Italian Americans have since flourished in all areas of our public and economic life and culture, excelling in literature, entertainment, science, politics, and business while preserving their proud Italian traditions. And whereas they are proud service members, having defended the liberty and integrity of the United States since the founding. Even the successful Amadeo Giannini, who started as a fruit peddler, years later named his bank the Bank of America. And whereas today, the legacy of these intrepid immigrants is found in the millions of American men, women, and children of Italian descent who strengthen and enrich our country, approximately 16 million strong, a country named after the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci. And now, therefore, I, Mayor Lori Hohenleitner, do hereby proclaim October 2025 is Italian-American Heritage and Culture Month in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands and call upon all Americans to learn more about the history of Italian-Americans. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, onto the regular agenda items. We have no unfinished business. There is no workshop discussion. We will move to the consent agenda before we make a motion in a second. Public comment at our meeting at this point in time is just for items that are on the consent agenda. So is there anyone with public comment on consent agenda? If yes, please raise your hand and be recognized, Mr. Fisher, and come forward, state your name and address. We have some visitors today, so the microphone that he's gonna stand under is when we are in public comment. We're trying to be there so that the people online can hear and for the recording. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Just a couple of questions. Was there some statutory thing that changed that we either had to authorize or amend 7 resolutions, either previous or new, to form trusts for different accounts?
I'm told that the order picked this up, but these dedications by rider just deal with situations where monies are anticipated to be coming in, but you can't tell exactly how much. So in order to be able to expend those monies, you have to have a dedication by rider approved by the government.
Okay, so then 2 more questions. Yep. What does by rider mean? As the first one?
It's a rider to the document. So it's a rider to the budget, like an addendum.
Okay. And then the second question is, didn't anybody realize this before?
Some of them we do every year.
It had it come from an audit?
I think some of them, I just heard that this evening, but it's not unusual to dedicate monies by rider. Some of these we might not have been anticipating. And now that we're looking at them, they all, because you can't spend the money, so it's really that simple. So I think some of them we've probably adopted in past years, but several of them, you're right, were picked up, I think, by the auditor who said you can't spend these monies without getting that dedication by rider.
Okay, thank you. The second one is just a cleanup thing, Resolution 131. The title says it's an open space trust, but down in the paragraph that's labeled number 1, it says unemployment compensation. I think it was just a cut and paste error. Resolution 133, is this 457 deferred, similar to a 401k?
No, that's not my understanding. It's not, it's, bear with me a second.
Just curious.
So a 401k, the major difference is 401k would be for to put monies aside for future use, and to be held within a, an investment portfolio or association. Whereas this is to put monies aside, allocated out of the employees' bi-monthly pay for a diversified array of investment choices. Unlike a 401k, though, this would travel with them, and they have access to it, I believe.
So they're the only ones paying into it with their own?
Correct. That's right. There's no municipal contribution.
Yeah, that's the, I guess that's the biggest thing. And then the last question, this is Resolution 135, I guess employing an affordable housing administrative agent. Said that this is, did not go out for competitive bids. And I compare this to a resolution that we had last month where we had a bid went out for the inspection of the mooring tackle things. So why would something like that for $30,000 go out to bid and something like this for $30,000 not go out to bid? I mean, it's a service provided by an entity. I don't understand why you just say, give it to that guy.
It's a professional service, and there are very few people who are qualified to do that.
So there's only one guy in the state?
Not only one, but I believe, I don't know, I was not involved in deciding who we were going to hire, but...
Yeah. No. Also, this is also a continuation of services. So Mr. Van Decoy is already...
However, so is mooring tackle inspections every year.
Right, but that's a renewal every year. This is an extension.
They're not a professional, that's not a professional service either.
That's correct.
Well, I'm sure if you were a diver 20
maybe, but it doesn't qualify under the state right. statute.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Busher. Anyone else on consent agenda items? Anyone online?
No hands raised.
Okay, may I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda?
Doctor Moose?
Crowley seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Pujols.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Okay, on to administrative reports and professionals. Mr. Romeyer.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just tonight, very briefly, I wanted to share that Monmouth County has notified the borough that they are awarding Atlantic Highlands Municipal Open Space Grant money for improvements at the Municipal Harbor Park in the amount of $180,000. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you. Not a dog park.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That was fast. Ms. Schaefer?
Yeah, so I spent a little bit of time anticipating Mr. Fisher's questions about dedicated riders.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop for a minute.
The system, the Polycount appears to be rebooting.
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break and reconvene once the Zoom is back up. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's not very exciting. I did argue the appeal this month for the FOLID complaint against the municipality. Guy's seeking $125,000 in tax abatements that, in our opinion, is not entitled to, and three courts have agreed with me. We don't have that decision, but hopefully when we get the decision within the next couple of weeks, that case will be resolved once and for all. The other thing, my office participated in a mediation involving an OPRA where we were requesting fees for extra work that was required to respond to the OPRA, and that mediation was unsuccessful. And I reviewed a couple of subpoenas involving no claims against the town, just looking for documents. And I read a very long Department of Labor guidance involving whether or not you have to provide basic life and health and safety benefits to immigrants and non-citizens. And The federal government said no, but there's an injunction at this juncture, but that's a DOL guidance that's quite long, but at the moment, there's nothing we need to do about it. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Perugino.
Thank you, Mayor. On September 16th, I attended the annual RWJ Barnabas annual Monmouth Medical Center Municipal Breakfast Meeting and presentation at their Eatontown facility.
Thank you.
On September 17th, I attended the Central Jersey Health Insurance Fund monthly meeting. On September 18th, I attended the annual Monmouth County Shared Services Summit in Colts Neck. On September 19th, I attended the Municipal Reinsurance Health Insurance Fund monthly meeting. The DEP's drinking water supply update as of October 1st, 2025, with below average rainfall becoming the dominant weather pattern, which has impacted stream flow, groundwater, and water supply reservoirs, the NJDEP is declaring a statewide drought watch. All New Jerseyans are requested to follow water conservation practices and to use water wisely, particularly when using water outdoors. Monmouth County Department of Health and Human Services has a supply of free COVID and flu test kits available to municipalities. A limited supply is available here at Borough Hall, right at the counter upon request, one per person, and this is what they look like. The Atlantic Highlands Water Department has advised that hydrant flushing will take place on October 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24 from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Additional flushing may occur on October 27th and 28th if delayed by weather. During this time, you may experience low water pressure and temporary water discoloration. To minimize inconvenience, avoid using water during flushing hours, and if discoloration occurs, run only your cold water for at least 20 minutes until it clears. Do not run hot water as sediment may settle in your water heater and prolong the issue. If you continue to experience concerns, please contact the water department at 732-291-0027. And as I report every October, the rutting season, which is the deer mating season,
they're everywhere.
Underway here in New Jersey, and deer activity is high, especially at dawn and dusk. Drivers are urged to stay alert, slow down, and use extra caution on wooded or rural roads. If you see one deer, expect others nearby. And last but not least, the next borough council meeting will take place on Monday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. We'll be bringing back a couple honorees at that meeting. Some people couldn't make it tonight for our Artist of the Month and our Senior of the Month, but they're both going to be here at the next meeting. Okay, Councilmember Colasurda.
Sure. Briefly, No Harbor Report, we have a meeting tomorrow here at 7 o'clock. In terms of the Chamber of Commerce, similarly, no report other than I want to encourage everyone to continue to attend the farmers markets on Fridays across the street. No report for fire, and Councilperson Cusack will be handling Shade Tree.
Great. Thanks. Councilmember Crowley.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
I see that you're wearing your Dodgers gear.
Well, I came prepared because I thought the council person next to me and one a few heads down would be wearing red, and I was prepared, but they let me down.
Neutral.
Okay. All right. My apologies. First aid squad, I have no report, although Councilman Pujols and I have extended an invitation to meet with leadership there, and hopefully that'll be happening very soon. DPW, Councilman Dougherty will handle, and Police Department, no report, but I will just add one thing. I know our police were at Starbucks over the weekend. That was great to see them out there. And then I know Mr. Ferragina, you attended some of the things that were going on the trail and handing out safety literature and what have you, and bottles of water. Do you want to add a word?
Yeah, so basically it was a partnership between the Monmouth County Park System and the Atlantic Highlands Police Department, where they had one of our officers, Officer Cunha, join a couple of their rangers, our park rangers, to provide education materials and information to the public in terms of how to properly utilize and ride e-bikes on the trail. There's been concerns over the past few years of folks going very fast. Some of these e-bikes are very fast. They don't make a lot of noise. People have been injured. Reminding people to wear helmets, reminding them to ride on the right side, things of that nature. And it also helped that Officer Cunha is trilingual. He speaks Spanish fluently and Portuguese fluently. So that helped that day because there were individuals who spoke those languages. It was a success. The weather was nice. People were actually very engaged. So thank you to the county park system and to the Atlantic Highlands Police Department.
Great.
Thank you. And I'll just add one last thing. Councilman Dougherty is going to talk more about recreation, but just remind everybody that this Sunday, October 12th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is Atlantic Highlands Day. That'll be down at the lawn, down at the marina. We'll have 12 food trucks this year, 10 or 12 artist vendors, some live music, Carton Brewing will be down there, and also have dozens of our DPW and other city vehicles, police, fire, first aid, will all be there. County is bringing some vehicles, so bring the family and the kids can climb around and explore all that. So that's free to attend, and I hope you all come. Thank you, that's it.
Thanks, Councilwoman Cusack.
Good evening, everyone. As for the Shade Tree Commission, we met on 9/17. I just want to remind everyone that at the end of this month, you have time to request a tree to be planted in your yard. You have to go through the site on ahnj.com for Shade Tree Commission if you're interested in getting a full planting. There's about 20 trees available. OEM, my colleague on OEM, Councilman Pujols, will be talking about the communication issues that we're trying to address. So he'll be talking about that a little bit. I have no report for seniors, nor do I have a report for anything related to veterans. And we've already talked about the wonderful program yesterday that the police put on, was involved with. And I want to thank everyone who was able to attend the Lions Club breakfast on Sunday. It was a great success. I'm looking forward to hearing how much money we were able to make for the playground at the harbor. That's my report, Mayor.
Thank you. Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. Let me turn that on. Okay. Finance and personnel, nothing to report this evening. DPW zone-by-zone brush pickup began today with Zone 1 scheduled for this week. Leaf pickups are scheduled for November and December. Please check the printed borough calendar for the specific pickup dates in your zone. Recreation, the Rec Committee meets on October 16th. Soccer season has been terrific with beautiful weather this year and the youngsters really enjoying the games. Come on down to Fireman's Field to enjoy the final three Saturdays of the season. Games are at 8:30 and 10 a.m. The committee with leadership from Program Administrator Caitlin Boyle is currently planning for our recreation basketball program, which will begin in January. More details about registration and the calendar will be shared soon. Halloween parade is scheduled for Saturday, October 25th, starting at 1 p.m., kicking off from the marina. It's always a great time. Please come on down to First Avenue to enjoy that. And save the date. The annual holiday tree lighting will be Saturday, December 6th. Planning Board met on October 2nd. The board heard two applications. The first, PB24-13, 46 2nd Avenue, was unanimously approved to construct the driveway. The second, PB24-12, 99 Center Avenue, was continued to the December 4th meeting. The next planning board meeting will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 7 p.m. here in this room. And Board of Ed update, I have a brief one. The board met on September 17th. Of note, Senior Cole Harbison gave his first report as student representative to the Board of Education. The board then heard a presentation from Declan O'Scanlan of FSD Enterprises on a proposed cell phone tower on the property of Henry Hudson Regional School. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two short reports this evening. Mr. Colasuto handled Harbor for me, but I'll see him there tomorrow. For Green Team and Environmental Commission, the next big event is the Clean Ocean Action Beach Sweep, which takes place on 10/18 from 9 to 12 at the Avenue A Beach. It's always a really great event. Bring the kids and learn a little bit more about keeping our beaches swept. I will be there as your beach captain this year. I've been promoted. The next Green Team meeting will be 10/28 at 6 p.m., and the next Environmental Commission meeting will also be on 10/28 at 7 p.m., so I hope to see you all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Pujols.
Thank you, Mayor. Have nothing for fire or EMS. We'll hopefully get something by the end of this month. We have meetings during the month. For OEM, we spoke about the mock drill that we did with the adjoining town in the Highlands, and it went well, and the main concern was the communications. As per some of the members there, they were saying that the communications during Sandy was cut off, some other items because of the communications and the tower lines and the digital waves. I'm not sure how it works. but I'm going to get some VFW radios donated to the town here from another adjoining town in Monmouth County. I'm working on that now. And they'll still work because we have the old VHF radio frequency here in town. We have actually two, as far as I know. And Mr. Brian Bombs will help me out with that. And we'll be getting at least six for OEM as a backup to the backup to the backup, right? Mm-hmm. Just in case something happens, right? They want to have you prepared as the office of OEM. But we're working on that. Once we get it, we'll make a formal announcement how many we have.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. I just have a couple things. I had this incredible, if you haven't been to the Count Basie Theater since they've undergone their renovation, their CEO and one of his communication staff took me through the entire new part of the facility, and it's amazing, and it's an amazing resource in Monmouth County that if you are looking to studio space, it's just, I never knew how much new stuff was in there. They took a whole huge storage area and converted it to, there's like tons of studios and big studios, small studios, so it's available as a resource to the community. And nonprofits get a good rate, so just wanted to bring that to your attention. And then anybody who's interested in being part of the Atlantic Highlands planning for Monmouth 250, we are really starting to make our push now. There's a lot of events that we have planned, but I would love to hear some creative ideas, including during public comment, if anyone has any. So we are getting that moving, and I will be appointing a member or two of council to be on that committee with me. And that is it. So now, it's time for public comment. Again, just if you'd like to be recognized, please raise your hand. If you're online, please raise your virtual hand, and Mr. Romeyer will let me know. Please, when you're called upon, please come forward to the spot that Mr. Fisher so beautifully demonstrated for us, and state your name and address and make your comment. And Mrs. Clark, can you read our preamble, please?
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to topics relevant to the powers and duties of the Atlantic Highlands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks. And Mr. Romeyer, for the record, it didn't actually go down, but now it looks like it's down again, so I'm communicating with a member of the public just to make sure that they can see and hear us. I just don't know if they'll be able to participate from there. Are they still on the computer?
It looks like we are up and running on Zoom on the laptop. It's just not broadcasting up on these TVs. So
I guess I'd love to test whether someone can make a comment. Mr. Fugger, you're online. Can you please, we're going to make you, we need to test the system, so if you don't mind being my assistant here. Are they up?
I'm promoting the participant to panelist.
Okay. Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. No?
No, it's not. We're not moving over from attendee. It's rebooting.
Is it rebooting?
Let's see. It's rebooting.
Yeah. Mrs. Clark, we need to bring him back again.
I'm sorry.
We need to bring our guy back.
He was here today.
He was here today. Oh, that's probably why this is happening. All right, well, why don't we keep moving in here? Is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Yes, sir, please stand up, come forward and state your name and address.
Can we both come up?
Sure. If you can come all the way forward, though, just so. Okay.
I'm Ira Richmond from 154 Bayside Drive.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Bayside Drive is going to be closed for tree trimming on Wednesday.
Yes.
Now, we're concerned about being made aware of how that's going to work. Like, they said they cannot let cars through, okay, because of the machine is too large that they're going to be using for cutting down the trees. So we'd like to know, I spoke to Captain Murtha today, and mm-hmm. he said that they have some idea of using golf carts to cart people across from one side of machines to the other. Apparently, they hope there's enough space for that. So we'd like to know, it's like, and also there might be Wednesday, if it rains, they might actually do it on Thursday. So we'd like to be made aware of all these possibilities. You know, like, because we hadn't heard anything about the closing at all prior to happening by an electronic machine sign on Bayside Drive, just by accident. So I'd like to know, is there going to be communication about this to the people?
So there will be, but I'm going to hand this off to Mr. Farragina because we were just discussing this.
So thank you for the question, sir. So we'll have better clarification from the county tomorrow morning in terms of if it will actually take place on Wednesday. There's inclement weather that's approaching. So tomorrow morning we'll know for sure. If it is taking place, we will confirm on via the borough Facebook page and the borough website. If it is being moved to Thursday, we'll do the same. So tomorrow morning, either way, there will be clarification on the borough website and on the borough Facebook page. We'll probably post something as well on the bulletin board here in the hallway. And we'll adjust the board, the electronic board on Bayside, accordingly if it is moved to Thursday as well.
Okay. Now, in order to make arrangements to use the...
For the golf cart, sure.
We'd like to make sure that the communication... The information provided includes who we contact.
Sure. So
in order to make sure we can, you know, get it, like, a name, a phone number,
sure,
or something.
We'll make sure that that's included. But also, when this, the system came about when we were working on Upper Prospect, and when we had a police officer, for any of these, we would have police officers present, and they brought the golf cart with them, so it was kind of on demand, even. So
they
will be there.
Right, but I mean, if you're driving up to them, they know you're there. If you're calling from home, because we'll have to park our cars someplace
sure.
else, and so we have to be able to contact them.
We'll make sure that that's clear.
Okay. And also, where we can park, it would be nice if that could be included on the communication, on the information.
Yes, so I'm actually in the process of communicating to my colleague, the administrator in Highlands, Mr. Michillo, to see if he's okay. I would think he would be if he's okay. He and his police department to allow you folks, the folks that will be impacted by this on Bayside, to park on the Highlands side if you choose to do so. So this way you could walk there and take your vehicles wherever you need to go.
Yeah, that might be very helpful.
Yeah, and I should have that squared away first thing in the morning as well.
Great.
And we have your phone number.
Okay.
Also, but you also have the really nice police system that you use for emergencies, or maybe the town uses it when you jump the fire hydrant. It would be nice if you could use that also.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if the chief has a way of setting that up so we can just target the folks that are on Bayside.
Well, I have a feeling you'd say that. But I don't mind knowing if a different road in town is closed, because I might want to avoid it.
Fair enough.
I mean, I would like to know when every road is closed, instead of getting up to this road, I'll turn around.
Fair enough, yeah. And if none of the elected officials are opposed to that, then I can ask the chief to send that out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Also, I'm a little bit concerned with the fact that it's very big, heavy equipment, and that's a whole before the Bayside Drive. It took 20-something years before they fixed that road. So if they destroy it or do something bad because of the heavy equipment there. Did anybody study that?
I'm going to have our engineer take that one.
The equipment, it's not heavy equipment. It's more of the footprint of these vehicles. The county indicated they're bringing in, well, let me back up. The work's going to be performed via shared service with the county shade tree department. They're going to address some of our municipally obligated trees to be addressed, 5 trees total. One of the pieces of equipment is a crane truck, which requires outriggers. So that's our holdup here. It's not heavy by nature. It's it's comparable to a garbage truck or a delivery vehicle.
So it's too close to the side because these are vulnerable. I mean,
they're going to have to position their equipment in an appropriate way.
They do cause a problem. They fix this, right?
Depends on the circumstance, but I'm, yeah.
The county is insured. No, I understand. I understand your concern. Understood.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Anybody online?
15 attendees, no hands raised.
Okay. Sir?
Brian Bombs, 41st Avenue. Couple things. Doug, I seem to recall, and you may remember, back when I was on council, I believed that there was an ordinance that we put together that if a contractor in town was working in the road and they did damage, they're responsible for repairing it. I don't remember. I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago. Don't misquote me. The other thing which I had for you, Mr. Omar, was they just did curb cuts next to the Highlandia to Ocean. One side is very wide and another side very narrow on the north side. I'm just wondering, I guess they're going to be paving that shortly. One side of the curb seems higher than another. I'm just wondering about ADA compatibility.
This is on the county portion?
It's on the county portion. Would that fall under your purview? Would that fall under the county? Or would you still go out and look at it? It's still accessible by the town road.
It sounds like what you're describing is part of the countywide paving program.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's on
the one curve that's a little bit higher than the other. I know the plan.
Which one is it?
10 Highlandia.
So which, sorry, if I'm standing.
North side of the street.
North side of the street.
So it's the one that you're coming down Ocean on the Highlandia side of the building.
Okay.
It's narrow, it's got a little sense of it. The only reason I've noticed it.
Walk your dog there all the time.
Everything else is this wide, and this one's this wide.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thanks to Councilman Pujols for helping us out with the radios for OEM, and he's also been helping us a lot with first aid, so we do appreciate that. We do still have council meetings. We still have first aid meetings and bar meetings at the same time. I know as though you've made a bunch of them. You know, I know you've been missing a few of them, but we do have meetings the same time every month. So, with that said,
the last one.
With that said, Mayor, I'm here to address a few issues.
Okay.
In January 2024, you were quoted in the paper saying, "We are neighbors before, during, and after elections, and being good neighbors must be everyone's priority if we truly want to be the jewel of the Bayshore." Your Facebook page quotes you, or you've made a quote, "Hate, it causes a lot of problems in the world, and it's not solved one yet." There was a recent group that came through from Toms River. They notified over 32 municipalities. From Toms River, people assembled all over the state of New Jersey and Toms River. They went all the way east to Seaside and came up the coast. Seaside asked them to try to delay their arrival because of a motorcycle rally. Long Branch said, "Can you postpone a little bit?" We're the only town that seemed to have a problem with these guys coming into town. Years ago, we had BLM marches and everything else. We closed the street down. People were able to walk down the street. Not a problem. Resources were brought in from the county, Middletown, and so forth. I don't understand why it had to be such a big ordeal. I really don't. And as a resident of town since 2004, every mayor we've had before this has not caused the division that you caused. Take it as you will. After the parade was done, I was invited to go upstairs and have something to eat with them. I ran home and grabbed my wallet. I came back and I physically saw you stalking them from the parking lot at C Street.
I think stalking is a pretty strong word.
When I came out 45 minutes later, there were three gentlemen having a cigarette outside. I chatted with them. You were still sitting there. I went home to shower, to go to an event. Shake your head all you want. I don't care.
It's inaccurate.
45 minutes later, and you had, again, were sitting there. You had several options to leave where you were. You could have made a left-hand turn and come down First Avenue. You could have made a right and gone down on towards the marina, or you could have actually just run up and around. But you chose to drive through them. And then yell obscenities. They only caught the last snippet of it, which is kind of scary. You know, because I can only imagine what you said before that.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Well, that's entirely up to you. There was 40 other people there, so you're entitled to your opinion.
No, I'm entitled to facts, and you are also not telling the truth right now. I was at the yacht club for more than an hour. No, it wasn't. I was there. I spoke to a neighbor for a couple minutes, and then I went to the yacht club to check on them because they called me at 11:45 on the day of Taste of Atlantic Highlands to tell me the power was out. So when I got back from a baby shower, where I was in Red Bank at 26 West, from 12 until about 2:30, I came back into town. I drove down. I did look to see what the situation was. I went to the yacht club. That's what, those are the facts.
So you just happened to coincidentally be there three times when I was there?
I was there once when you were, I saw you once, so I don't know how many times you saw me, but I know exactly what I did, and I don't have any regrets about that.
My other concern is, you know, when I took the oath of office, I pledged to take, you know, to uphold the Constitution of the United States and this state, and all of you signed them. Councilman Dockery, you signed it three times. Planning Board, President, of the council and as councilman. I don't understand. I overheard the text from all of you during that event.
Yep.
You know, locking the gates for individuals and trying to keep them out of town when you've got over 500 residents coming to town is disturbing. It really is. You've got 500 residents in town. Beautiful weekend with the harbor open down there. People using the fishing piers and everything else. That's a problem.
I think you misunderstood that exchange, Mr. Bonds. No, I'm sure that you don't think.
The harbor master himself said he was instructed to actually have the gates.
You want me to read it to you?
I have it right here.
Okay. Do you want to read it out loud?
Sure. Do
you want to read my final sentence?
If you want to read your final sentence, that's fine. I know I have the copies over here.
Okay.
You read more than I can listen.
Okay, here we go.
It's question number one.
Yeah. So after Mr. Pfleger left me a message, my final message to him is, "Hi, Lou, I'm at my daughter's softball game and can't talk. Whatever the police department," I say PD, "whatever the police department says goes. Thanks for the update."
So if I requested that through an open request, why wasn't I submitted that? Because I requested from both of you.
You were submitted that. It was in the screen capture. Absolutely.
Not my screen capture, but, all right. You know, wouldn't there be a reason why we couldn't keep the gazebo locked in the harbor tomorrow until our visitors depart? If they can't park, maybe they won't stick around.
There was a no parking sign on that gate. That gate is frequently locked.
For Monday.
I inquired. I sent three text messages, one to Mayor Hellmeyer. She said, "I don't know, check with the chief." I checked with the chief. Chief said, "I don't know, check with the harbor master." And then I checked with Pfleger.
Just spoke to security and they're going to double check that it was kept locked.
Because he first said it will be locked all weekend.
It's a bad look for our town when we have people coming from out of town from all over the state coming in here wanting to display their freedom of speech or freedom to assemble.
And I did nothing to limit that. And I did not request that it be limited in any way.
That's your opinion.
It's the facts, and it's when you Oprah things and the facts are confirmed and you don't like it, you're making crap up.
Okay. Say what you will.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Fisher?
Art Fisher, 9130. Just a comment. I'm glad that we had proclamations for breast cancer awareness and for the Italian community, but October is also Fire Prevention Month.
That's at the next meeting.
I figured the first meeting would be better because it's for the whole month, but if nothing else, check your smoke detectors, your CO detectors. If they're old, replace them. They're cheap, but they're very much more dependable now than they were 10 years ago. Right, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Sir?
Hi, Steve Rocky, 2270 Avenue. I just want to comment on Mr. Bones. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be all neighbors, and I know we always had our differences, right? I mean, I don't agree with
Well, you had a blog know. About me, so I mean, right. Apparently you had a lot of differences with me.
Right, and the same. I went through the same nonsense kind of
No, you didn't.
With you when I was on council, getting sued and the rest, right? But I think there's something really important here, because there's a history here of viewpoint discrimination, and that is just flat out illegal.
I'm sorry,
viewpoint discrimination. From a public official to limit, and you have a viewpoint against political speech. It's the most important speech there is. It's been protected by the Supreme Court, many landmark cases. And here we had a case where there's a history. Lady on Hooper, Trump's on in New York, gets appointed to the planning board. You have her thrown off.
That is not why. That is not why. There was a legal opinion on that.
Blog, if you like. Later. Then we got to go, Mayor Rass made a statement, and you tried to get, you have Scott, Sergeant Scott Reiner, and one of your cronies.
This is, you know, Steve, you can twist all this all you want.
Well,
you've been lying about me for years. No, you've been lying about me for years.
It's clear.
Okay, keep going.
Now we have these texts that you had, but your intent is clear. You're trying to stop this assembly from going. You're trying to stop people from exercising their free speech and right to assemble. So maybe you can lock the gates. Now you have a minion.
I'm not, I have nothing to do with that.
The New Jersey Civil Rights Law prevents political people or appointees or just government officials from interfering with people's assembly. And the new, and 42 U.S.C. 1983 is another one. I just hope that you have some self-awareness in what you guys are doing, because we could get sued, and it's going to cost us a lot of money, and our GIF rates will go through the roof. And maybe, you know, it won't
nobody
work.
Did anything to prevent any of the assembly. In fact, there was no one insisted anyone have a special permit. There was no effort to stop people from coming to town.
Yes, there was, but you were actively doing, when you take an affirmative step to pick up the phone, call the Harvard manager, tell them to close the gate, and then later hide behind, well, I'll do it, the police say, it's too late.
I didn't do that.
Mr.
Baracchi, I did not do that. I asked a question.
You guys?
I asked a question. I did not order it. Excuse me. You want me to read it?
You
I won't.
Ask the question.
I asked the question, and then when the question was answered, I said, whatever the police department says goes, thanks for the update.
Your intent was very clear. I think it makes it clear. Your history as well.
My history of what?
Just look at the history. Your intent is really clear.
His history of service. Your history of service. Mr. Baum's history of service. Everyone here is here to serve the town. Thank you for your comments.
That's right. We are here to serve.
Thank you.
We should serve everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone.
We do. Anybody else?
Phil Spatola, 145 East Washington Avenue. Thank you, Mayor and Council. What I'd like to say is I've lived in this town almost 30 years, and I've never seen this town so divided as it is now. Now, you may say, look at the whole United States and what's going on. That may be true, but it's never trickled down to Atlantic Highlands. Not like this.
I could show you some campaign literature that would dispute that. Sure.
So you may say, you know, things going on, but I'll give you a perfect example. In the town, we used to have a character named Joe Foley. And I say character, I say that with love and respect. My wife and I, we love Joe Foley. But there was some, you know, serious debate at council meetings, you know, when Joe was at the meeting. But outside the meeting, he did a lot of good things. Perfect example, my brother was diagnosed with leukemia, and Joe, with the help of my wife, organized a blood drive. We, over 100 pints of blood was donated. And that blood drive is still going on 22 years later. And they say, you know, every pint of blood saves three lives. We've saved thousands of lives, okay? That's Republicans and Democrats working together. Another thing Joe did was he had a Thanksgiving turkey dinner that he ran out of, Mother Trace, but out of the St. Agnes cafeteria. Republicans and Democrats working, you know, the whole town working. We, you know, seated the people. We cooked all the dinners there. We fed them. We cleaned up. I mean, a lot of good things over the years have been done. I mean, community events committee, fireworks committee. We had mayor's ball with previous mayors, where we raised, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for different, you know, groups in the town, you know, helping the committees. But it just seems that recently, I would say within the last year and a half, that we've gone bonkers. And, you know, and I can't understand it. You know, I'm not going to comment on the two issues that we've already commented on with the town and so on and so forth. But what I'd like to ask this council, I'd like to ask councils going forward, let's focus on what unites us, not what divides us, mm-hmm. and move forward.
I fully agree with that. Thank you. Sir?
Greg Forrest, Farmingdale, New Jersey.
Welcome.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What I want to address is the elephant in the room, which was, I was one of the people standing there when he drove up.
Were you one of the ones screaming my name?
We said, hi, Lori.
Oh, you have video that says otherwise.
I have the video. We said, hi, Lori. What did you say to us?
I didn't say anything at first. I tried to get you to move out of my way. I gave credit when I spoke to the police for someone of the group for moving them out of the way. And then screaming my name, I rolled my window down, and I... No, it was down...
It was, and our
Okay, hang on.
Well, anyway, I just...
Please continue, Mr. Forrest.
You'll never win again, Lori.
Well, you're definitely wrong with that, saying you're people to fuck off.
Is that when people were chasing me behind my car?
You want to see the video, there's nobody chasing me.
Oh, I have a witness on the dais that saw people running after me.
She wasn't with us.
It was somebody in the public.
Do you have video evidence like I have?
Sir, public comment opinion, we understand what you're saying, but we're not going
to... Well, is that proper for a mayor to tell people to fuck off?
It's America. We just heard about free speech.
Even that. A political official... Why didn't you just speak with us when we said hi to you? Why would you...
You were screaming at me, and I was just checking... Okay. I'm gonna let you finish, and then I will respond.
I just wondered, why couldn't you just address us and have a conversation with us?
I have a couple of regrets about that day.
Okay.
One being that I was provoked into sinking to the level of using profanity. It was not necessary. The other is that I put myself in the position of potential harm, and my family has been worried for my safety even more than usual. And it's not the first time I've had threats, and there's been police reports made about multiple people, including people in this room who threatened me. And you think that's funny?
I never threatened you.
I know you didn't, sir.
My group never threatened you.
People came running after me. I did not do anything that was provoking.
The problem is, Mayor, you came to us. We didn't come to you.
I didn't come to you. I came to check and see what the situation was in my town. I drive through that harbor.
What's that?
I'm sorry, sir. You need to... Sir, you need to address the dais.
Well, your husband's talking to me.
Excuse me. My husband's not saying...
Address your husband?
I'm addressing you, and you're addressing the mayor.
Okay. Thank you.
I drive through that harbor at least twice a day. In fact, Mr. Baum sees me walking his dog almost every day. So this is not an unusual circumstance for me. I was leaving the yacht club. I went that way to see what was still going on because I had been out of town the whole day. That is the whole truth. And when people were in my way and I wanted to get through and I didn't speed through and I didn't peel out when people were following me, running on foot after me, I said those words that you have used. Yes. And I regret sinking to that level and using profanity. I regret nothing else.
You came to us. You were trying to provoke trouble.
I was not.
Okay. That's all
Thank
I have
you.
To say.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah, there is one other.
Excuse me. And anybody in the audience who wants to speak is welcome to come to the microphone, their name and address, and address the mayor, not from the audience, not giggling and laughing and misbehaving, because open comment, this is free speech. We want to hear from the public, but not giggling and laughing in the background. Sir, continue.
Sir.
Sorry. No, I did receive a call prior to our event from the police chief.
I'm aware of that, but I'm not the person who alerted him to the event. I didn't know about it until after.
Well, according to him, you were, because you were concerned about the amount of people that we were bringing into town with the taste of Atlantic Islands, I believe. You
know? I did not bring that to the chief of police. The head of the Chamber of Commerce brought it to the police. I was copied on the email.
And they wanted us to go to Sandy Hook.
I had no part in any of that. I just forwarded the email.
Yeah, that was the only part that we had before I heard about the gate blocking and then when we got the Oprah request and all the other stuff.
And we complied.
Complied?
With the Oprah request.
Yes. No, we filed charges with county, with state. And
okay.
We'll take it from there.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the room? Mr. Siano?
Mike Siano, 6500 Avenue.
Welcome.
You mentioned free speech. I remember a couple weeks ago, got a sign. Ended up getting pretty lambasted by members here about what I had done on that Friday. But that was my free speech.
Agreed. 100%. Nope, I 100% from this day as I said that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Just to bring it up.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Hannah Forrest. I'm one of the deplorables that was here with a bunch of other people. And Mayor, you were the one who provoked it.
In your opinion?
Yeah, well, video shows it and you'll see it and so will everybody else.
Can't wait.
Name and address?
I was the one that was standing.
Oh, I'm sorry, we need your name and address.
Sharon Forrest.
Address, please.
161 Yellow Brook Road, Farmingdale, New Jersey.
Thank you.
I was the one that saw you coming and tried to get the people who had their backs to you out of the way.
And I appreciate that. And I told the police department that there was somebody. I didn't know if it was a man or a woman. I actually said it was a gentleman.
The thing of it is, they did all say hi, Lori, to you, and that everybody's getting out of the way. You had your window down, and that's when you yelled profanity. It would have behooved you to say something nice to us. We're not horrible people.
Okay.
And this right to the left thing has gotten well above.
We agree on that.
But here's the problem. You know the Oprah that we got, right?
Yep.
You saw the footage where you spoke to the sergeant.
Yep.
He had his gun. His body cam's still on. You call back.
Yeah, because I've been trying to apologize for putting the police in that position. I've done it multiple times.
What did he say to you?
I don't remember.
Is this about the invest? You said, yes.
Wait, I'm sorry, what did he say?
Investigation, exactly the same thing he said to the first.
Oh, is this about the, I'm sorry, I can't, my right ear is all clogged, so I just can't.
Investigation.
Yep.
You said, yes. He goes, oh, wait a minute, my body cam's on.
Okay.
He said, either I'll call you back or hold on, whatever the case, I don't know what it was, can't remember, I'll have to go back and look at it. He shuts his body cam off and continues to talk to you.
He.
What was said?
I was said that I apologize for putting them in the position of having to handle that. That is what was said.
But how would we know that?
Well, I'm the mayor, I'm allowed to talk to the.
But you're also telling us something that was different from what was actually said that day. We were there.
I have, definitely think that we have different memories of what occurred on that day.
Yeah, the witness is that literally saw you out there that whole time.
I wasn't there the whole time. I drove down, there's people that commented on the Republican Party's thread that were physically with me at the yacht club. And when I told them that that was when I was supposedly stalking you, which I was not stalking you, they realized that that was not possibly true.
It wasn't possible that you were.
Mayor, let me one more time. I know this cross-examination is really not what this is all about. I think your point has been made.
My speech, are we not having a conversation?
No, you're not supposed to have a conversation. You're supposed to have an opinion and comment and questions.
Okay, my opinion is there's something hidden, not a bunch of that body cam. That I would like to.
I don't, there's nothing else there.
That's your opinion.
No, it's facts. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your comment.
You're just going to shut me.
No, I'm not shutting you down. I'm just, if you're going to say something new or else.
I do want to ask you one question.
Sure.
Why did you not go around us? You knew it was still us because our flags and our vehicles were all there. Why did you not?
I just wanted to see how many people were still in the harbor after the whole event because we were told, and I don't care that you were there. I truly don't care that you were there. We were told that, or at least I was told, that this was going to be in and out. And so I just was checking to see how many people.
We've done this many times.
Which I have told a lot of members of the communities. I've told a lot of members of the community that you are here a lot, and I've seen you a lot, and that you often end up in the parking lot over by the senior building, and you probably go to the restaurants, and then you leave. That's exactly what I told people, that you have every right to be there, and that you often, when I've seen you, you've ended up by the senior building, and I've told people that sometimes they use the bathroom, sometimes they go get something to eat. But this is not.
We end up here, we go, and we eat, and we.
And thank you for supporting the businesses.
I just don't understand what the problem was.
I didn't have a problem.
Take a picture of it.
I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem. We disagree on things. I respect your free speech, and I will defend your right to have it. But I literally drive through that harbor every day to see what's going on in there. I drive through multiple parts of the town every single day, so this was not different behavior for me.
Also, two stories by Muriel that had some comments in there that the residents of Atlantic Highlands didn't want us to come through. They're very upset. Maybe you had a duty because we are Democrat Republican, yes. But thank you to your residents, they were so kind when we came in.
That's great.
I mean, they were very, so that story that they were so upset, maybe there were a few, but there were a lot that wanted us in here.
A lot of the people who were upset about it were parents at the school, and they.
The school, why?
Because of the incident that had happened the previous week. So this felt like it was amplifying that. No, it had nothing to do with you. I'm not, I'm just telling you that the tenor of the town was turned up from that point in time.
Somebody's coming with the stuff together.
Well, it's not me, ma'am.
Excuse me?
It's not me.
Okay. Thanks. It would have been very nice if you'd come to us and talk to us.
I still think we can. I still think we can, if you're willing.
Good. Why don't you attend one of our gatherings then?
It's one of your what?
Gatherings. Our gatherings. Come talk to us.
I don't know that I'd be comfortable in a large gathering like that, but that's me generally in large gatherings.
You have no problem talking. We're not big people. We're not someone's out.
Okay, I'm not saying you are.
I'm not.
I'm again, mischaracterization. Thank you, and keep it quiet in the audience.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome to BLM. That's what
we're
saying. You're welcome to
BLM. We're teenagers. Again, mischaracterization, but you all are going to believe what you're going to believe. I am not here to try to change you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Again, I will call the police in here if anybody is being disruptive.
It's just bad. It really is.
Thank you.
For your town and
thank you. I'm just going to, I definitely, Mr. Spatola, I'll bring you up again, but I want to make sure that anybody else who wants to be heard is heard before we hear people again. Sure, give me a second. Mr. Barbado, please come forward.
Paul Barbado, 22, Lowry Road, a.k.a.
Lousy Road.
Mayor, I just want to make a statement.
Okay.
You don't have to interrupt, I would appreciate it. It's very, it's not long. Three little paragraphs, okay? This notification is to advise that first and foremost, I am not a liar. I did not appreciate your accusation that I had lied about the issues regarding Lowry Road. Where do you come off telling me that I lied about receiving an email from the borough on the day of a council meeting? For your information, I received an email from the borough engineer, right? Only addressing the specifics, the flooding issues to my property. But it was the following day when I opened the email. I don't run to open all my stuff. It was the day after. If anything, I have asked you as mayor and Mr. Romeyer as the engineer and council members repeatedly to respond to several of my previous emails. To date, still have to, several of my personal previous emails to date still have not been received. I have not received any responses regarding the contractor's proposal submitted to all parties from a year ago. The contractor's proposal describes how Lowry Road should have been originally installed. If this was installed, if this installation occurred, the flooding issues could have been resolved. With no replies, I therefore contacted other governmental agencies within New Jersey, as you know. I intended to continue to attend these council meetings, the purpose again and again asking the borough official to take their responsibility in repairing and improving Lowry Road. However, I do not intend to attend all these council meetings and to be treated in an unprofessional manner. I do not need to be insulted, ridiculed, and or threatened. Remember the incident with Mr. Jacob Fugard giving me the finger when I turned around at one of the meetings? Finally, it is my intention, once the road is rehabilitated and no longer floods my property, I will excuse myself from attending these council meetings. I would appreciate if you RSVP this email as it was delivered. Thank you.
Mr. Barbados, I'm going to respond to you now.
Okay.
On the record.
Yes.
We've heard on many occasions your concerns about the road.
Right.
I've looked at it. The engineers looked at it. It's our opinion that it is not the borough's responsibility. It is not the county's responsibility. It is not the state's responsibility. It's a private property issue. And
it isn't.
Well, we've decided.
Come to my house and you'll
sir,
see.
Sir, please stop shouting.
I don't
want
to hear.
Well, we're not going to listen to
it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, that's the last comment on that subject.
Thank you.
Anybody online?
17 attendees, no hands currently.
Okay. Anyone? Sir? Oh, well, let me just.
I just have a follow-up question just based on what you're saying before.
Did you say that the parents of the kids at the school had a problem with the Charlie Kirk parade that was going on?
I got calls and emails from a lot of residents that they were concerned about it. And like I said, I told people that, and including members of council, and and why was it not required to have a special events permit? And I told every single resident that came to me with concerns, and they did come to me with concerns, that the police...
Well, I mean, I'm a little confused.
I don't want to speak for others, but...
This is like a memorial of Charlie Kirk. It's just a... So what is the school... I mean, I can understand...
I think the large demonstration, a large demonstration was a concern, and was there a different standard for that event than if parents wanted to do something in the park? Why didn't this group need to have a special event permit? And I explained because it wasn't a special event, and they weren't. I'm saying,
so they were concerned about the permits more so than
it was. I think it was a way for, if they didn't want to have it coming down First Avenue. Again, no one, the police chief, myself, members of council have explained to everybody that parade had every right to come through,
right.
And that. That we were not aware that it was coming through. It's not a permitted event because there's no assembly. So there, I frankly defended the right for the.
And it's just because it's the first time I'm hearing it. I can't understand
why. Maybe we're just talking to different neighbors. I mean, those are the people who are proactively coming to me.
And it was also.
Excuse me. We're not having a back and forth. If you want to respond, Mr. Calasardo, feel free.
So, but the secondary, which was discussed earlier, it was also the sign, right? When the parents showed up to the school in the morning and they saw a sign,
right.
that caused alarm for a variety of the parents, and that
right.
was what I would see.
Which I can understand.
Yeah, and so.
But again, the police did not ask him to. To my knowledge, the police did not ask him to take it down. They didn't.
Right. Listen, I understand all that. I just can't understand why he was concerned.
I think it was a heightened temperature. Yeah.
This is like two totally different things.
I would say yes, they are two totally different things. However, because they happened in a close proximity to one another, and there was, I think that amplified and raised the temperature, which I've been trying to take down ever since. And again, I do regret sinking to the level of profanity but I was in the moment.
You understand all that, but I just can't understand why the school parents would have a problem.
I can't speak for them. I seem to have someone else who would like to speak now. Are you?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Sir? And please address me, not the people. And state your name and address, please.
Hello, Brian Gorsetner, 88 East Garfield Avenue, Atlantic Islands. I am one of the parents who my text message to six different parents, six friends that I texted, a cut and paste message that somehow ended up getting publicly posted on a Facebook group. I referred to it as our kiddos, and I said, just a heads up, because all that I read was a message board where people were talking about concealing and carrying guns. And I'm not a gun owner. If people want to do that, that's fine. But it's also my right to tell other people. Things are heated currently. We all know that. All we need is some sort of stupid confrontation where a kid catches a stray bullet. God forbid it's one of my daughter's friends. I sent a text to six parents, which for some reason went public with my name on it, and that is being called into question. So that's why. It was simply knowing that there could potentially be a large amount of people. I read it with my own eyes, that they were encouraging conceal and carry. Why you would come to a peaceful event with a gun, I get that it's your right, but again, that's not something that we usually have coming down First Avenue. So I think letting six of my private, personal friends know that information, whether they then screenshot it and sent that to somebody else, like, hey, heads up, this is a thing that's happening. I don't know how it ended up getting posted publicly for everybody to see. That was not the intention. I didn't post it on my Facebook, my Instagram. I didn't go out of my way to make it public knowledge. I told six friends, and it got blown way out of proportion. If anybody would like to talk to me about it, they certainly can.
After the meeting.
Democrats kill.
Excuse me, people. I really am going to have to ask the police to come in. Excuse me, we're not having a back and forth. If you'd like to raise your hand, Ms. Appella.
Hi, good evening. Deborah Appella, 6 and Canal. So I was at the flea market that day when the peaceful parade came through. I think that the level of language, like when you said a demonstration, I didn't classify it as a demonstration. It was a peaceful parade. The banter about...
I'm sorry, I just want to clarify, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about when the parade came.
Okay.
But you said earlier, demonstration.
I said it wasn't a demonstration. No, and that's exactly what I said. I said it was not a demonstration, and that's why they didn't need to have a special events permit.
Okay. The rhetoric with the Second Amendment, I'm not sure where did that even come from, that these people are concealed carrying and our kids should be worried about that. That confused me totally. But what I really would like to know is, I saw people that were embracing this, that were cheering on the parade. What happened with the gate being locked? Did you direct Councilman Dougherty to lock the gate? Why was the gate locked and then unlocked? Why was Lou Fliga asked to lock the gate and the police or other people got involved? What happened that day? Because I'm embarrassed. You apologize to the police. I think you need to apologize, you, and if there's anybody else complicit in this, apologize to the residents, because we embrace other people coming here for their free speech. So I think you owe us an apology.
Sure. To my knowledge, because I'm only included on the first email, there was a parking lot will be closed, or parking lot, and I think it was because Netflix was coming in. So I guess, I wasn't there. Mr. Dougherty was playing tennis.
Yep. There was a no parking sign on the gate. I asked a question. Is the gate going to be, can we lock the gate tomorrow? Because there was, as the mayor described, there were other residents. Excuse me, I don't know why you're smiling, I'm just explaining.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. On that Saturday?
On the Saturday, yes, my family and I were playing pickleball at the tennis court.
There was
a no parking sign on the gate. I asked the question to the mayor, do you think we can have the gate locked tomorrow? I don't know, check
meaning
with the chief.
Meaning Sunday. Okay.
I don't know, check with the chief. Send a message to the chief. Chief said, I don't know, check with the harbor master. I checked with the harbor master. Same message, cut and paste, literally. Same message, cut and paste. Harbor master wrote me back and said, the parking lot will be locked tomorrow. I'll make sure of it. I'll check with the security.
Sunday.
And then he wrote me back.
But not related to...
Not related to this. And I said, okay, great. Then he called me Sunday morning and said, the police department wants the gate open. And my response was, I'm at my daughter's softball game, can't talk. Whatever the police department says goes. Thanks for the update. Period.
So why was it locked on Saturday?
There was a no parking sign that I saw and I inquired. But at no point did I command anyone to lock it. I inquired. And when the response came back, we're leaving it open, I said, thank you for the update. Whatever the police department says goes, thank you for the update.
So there's a special events meeting when other people, like filming comes in. Right, they meet with DPW, they meet with borough administrator, chief of police. That's very, very, very laid out and scripted. Why was it locked on Saturday if it needed to be locked on Sunday?
I didn't say it was locked. I said there was a no parking sign hanging on it, and I inquired if it could be locked or if it would be locked on Sunday.
So
that was my question.
Statement that it was never locked on Saturday and then unlocked? Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
So it never was locked on Saturday
Correct.
And unlocked?
Correct.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
I have to add one thing.
Yes, sir.
The policy generally, that parking lot by the tennis court, those gates are generally closed. If that parking lot is going to be used by a tenant of the Shore Casino, that's generally the policy.
Okay.
So when somebody is coming in on Monday, which I believe was the production, those gates would be closed. The reason the gates are closed is so that cars aren't parked there, left overnight, and then the person or persons or organization that's coming in to use that parking lot doesn't have access to the complete lot, which they've been guaranteed because they have a contract with the Shore Casino.
Understood.
So it is highly possible. Deb, I don't know this to be a fact. I'm just saying, because I do a lot of events down at the marina, right, that those gates get closed because they're always worried somebody's going to leave a car. And then if you've paid money to have access, whether it's a wedding or a production, so I'm saying it's highly likely the gates were closed in anticipation of the new tenant.
So would there be a log of that at the harbor when they're
probably
closed?
Probably.
I don't know. That is a good question. I honestly don't know. I just know that those gates get closed when they know somebody's going to use that lot.
Understood. Thank you.
Anybody? Okay, online. Let's bring them on. Sorry?
While we're connected.
Okay. While we're connected. What's the name?
Mr. Colangelo.
Mr. Colangelo? Okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all good. Mr. Colangelo?
Sorry about that.
Here you are.
Colangelo, could you just bring that new join the recreation board? Mr. Dofferty commented about Cape Boyle taking over the recreation basketball program. I want to say publicly thank you to Cape Boyle. For those of you who have gone, recreation basketball has been a cool event in the winter. And Ms. Boyle took on a tremendous amount. And I just want to say publicly thank you to Ms. Boyle.
Thank you. Anybody else online, Doug? No? Okay, wait. Okay, so I'm going to go with Mr. Rakia first because he spoke, first out of the people speaking again. Was your hand up, Mr. Bonds? Oh, okay. Who wants to go first?
Steve Rakia, 227
Okay.
You know, we really want to get this stuff over with and just like to say, you got your differences, I got mine. I live with yours, you live with mine. But I do have a question for Mr. Dougherty. I have a text here. It's a Saturday night, 8:13 p.m. Hey, Scott, sorry for the Saturday evening text. Would there be any reason why we couldn't keep the gazebo lot locked in the harbor tomorrow until our visitors depart? If they can't park, maybe they won't stick around. It doesn't sound like what you just told us.
What's the truth?
What's the answer to that?
What's the truth?
I think the truth is what you write, not what you say after you get caught.
Mr. Bonds?
So, one of my, Brian Bonds, 41st Avenue, again, one of my over requests from Mr. Dougherty. There's no parking sign on the gate, the gazebo parking lot. It says no parking starting Monday. Can we keep that gate locked tomorrow so these shows, probably a typo, don't have anywhere to park?
Okay.
On a different note, it was my understanding that Mr. Perugino was brought into this, and Lou was actually advised to ask Mr. Perugino what we should do about the lock between Mr. Gurian and not. I don't know if that's true or not, but at this point, this can's been kicked so far down the road. Mm-hmm. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
So, former Mayor Larry Gluckstein, I filed another open request, former Mayor Larry Gluckstein wanted to have prayers in the park for 10 individuals in Veterans Park.
Okay.
3 weeks she had to wait to get approval and jump through hoops. A Unity poster, after one of the residents was standing outside the school, was approved in 5 days. Okay? There was no special meeting called. It was emails between all of you. I have email requests for my open request. My question to you, you tout you want Unity...
I didn't know anything about Mrs. Gluckstein's request.
You tout you want to have Unity. October 14th is Charlie Kirk's birthday. If I were to submit for an application for in the harbor, would you jam that through like you did the Unity
Yes.
across the harbor?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I think perhaps I didn't know anything about Mrs. Gluckstein's request, but they're approving a lot of things for special events that, you know, like quote unquote, make sense if without having a meeting. So that's been happening for a lot of different events.
I attended a Charlie Kirk Memorial in Middletown. Talked about a town to see thousands of people over there attending some candles. There was singing, there was prayers, the whole nine yards. Peaceful as can be. So if I were to put through tomorrow an application, you guys would have no problem with approving.
I don't sit on the special events committee, but
you would have no problem getting it through quickly, just like you did with the Unity poster.
I didn't do anything except tell people, refer them to the process. I didn't push anything anywhere.
My last comment, Mr. Perugino, thank you very much for streamlining the, I think it was Resolution 135. I know you and I talked about this several times with the attorneys. There's a lot, as a realtor in town, there's a lot of people in town who did have problems because they couldn't get their affordable components filled. So I do thank you all for approving that on behalf of myself, who works as a realtor, and all the landlords in town. Because I know there's a lot of people who've been sitting for 8 to 10 months without anybody occupying their units, who say nobody. So on behalf of them, I thank you all for approving that.
Sure. Anybody online? Mr. Spatola?
Okay.
Phil Spitzel, 145 East Washington. Just to follow up what I was talking about before, that was the connection. I didn't get your name, I'm sorry, but a post you sent that went viral.
Sir, you have to address me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying.
I appreciate it.
Text he sent that went viral in Florida proportion. I'm just saying, let's all just tone it down.
Thank you. I am 100% on board with that.
It just got crazy.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Mr. Spitzel. I have somebody online. Okay, name?
From Loretta's iPhone.
Mayor? Or at least I'm assuming it's the former mayor. Mayor? Is she coming over?
Can you unmute yourself, Loretta?
Mayor Glucksteen, are you muted? Is there anyone else in the room? Pam?
I don't like that Pam stuff. Hi, Laura Hess, 12 Harbor View Drive. I am just letting you know that Loretta wants to know about the Blue Mass. When is it scheduled?
I have it on my calendar at the same time every year, so Mr. Bounds, you can confirm for me.
October 15th, 7 p.m.
Yeah. At St. Agnes?
Church at St. Agnes, and then there'll be something downstairs.
Yeah.
All right. Loretta, I hope that's
really fine. I hope your massage is still working.
after canvassing yesterday, thank God.
Anybody else? Sir.
Michael Ciano, 65 Leonard Avenue. I wanted to follow up on what you had spoke about, a misrepresentation.
Just
because we have people who have concealed carries does not make them a dangerous person. They have to be vetted, they have to be trained.
Of course.
You have to be tested.
Yep.
I don't understand why that's you're vilifying.
I'm not.
I didn't say you are. I'm just bringing that to light. I mean, you're correlating one with the other that it just doesn't exist, and I don't.
I'm not.
For something like that, I just don't. I get. It's just not.
No. Okay, we are having a back and forth now. I respect the rights that are on the books. And I am not vilifying those two things, and you're addressing me, so that is how I'm responding to you. There are a lot of people who do not like guns and are afraid of guns.
I'm aware of that.
And so and we're not vilifying them either.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody online? Anybody else in the room? Okay. I think that was pretty respectful. I really do appreciate everyone coming here with your concerns and making public comment. I think that we could do a better job of listening, and so I hope that was a step in that direction today. Mr. Spitzola, I very much appreciate your comments today. I appreciate everyone's, but I appreciate your sentiment. Thank you. May I have a motion to adjourn?
No.
Oh, we have to have an executive session. It's going to be 5 minutes, and there will be no action taken. We have a motion, a second, to go into executive session.
I'll make that motion.
Not any seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to come out of executive section.
Doctor moves.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Good night.
I can have this? Wow.
Yeah.
I feel special.
That was the water.